Then he saw it, a shadow in the shadows, sliding towards the inner door that led to Mormont's sleeping cell. A man-shape, all in black, cloaked and hooded. But beneath the hood, the eyes shone with an icy blue radiance. Ghost leapt. Man and wolf went down together, with neither scream nor snarl, rolling, smashing into a chair, knocking over a table laden with papers. Mormont's raven was flapping overhead, screaming, "Gorn! Gorn! Gorn! Gorn!" John felt as blind as Maester Aemon. Keeping the wall to his back, he slid toward the window and ripped down the curtain. Moonlight flooded the solar. He glimpsed black hands buried in white fur, swollen dark fingers tightening around his direwolf's throat. Ghost was twisting and snapping, legs flailing in the air, but he could not break free. John had no time to be afraid. He threw himself forward, shouting, bringing down the longsword with all his weight behind it. Steel sheared through sleeve and skin and bone. Yet the sound was wrong somehow. The smell that engulfed him was so queer and cold he almost gagged. He saw arm and hand on the floor, black fingers wriggling in a pool of moonlight. Ghost wrenched free from the other hand and crept away, red tongue lolling from his mouth.